Our next guest is Joel Skousen, the one and only, the founder and editor of World Affairs Brief. WorldAffairsBrief.com is the website. He's a political scientist by training, specializing in philosophy of law and constitutional theory. Well, we need more than a constitutional theory. We need a constitutional fact. Joel Skousen, it's a pleasure to have you back on the Power Hour.
Yes, it's good to be with you. It's been a while.
Yes, way too long. Where have you been all my life? I hope things have gone well for you.
Well, they are going well. I'm in rural America, which is not subject to the shutdowns that these insane, poor urban areas are.
Well, let me just throw it out there to begin with. We've had lots of people, you know, I've asked everybody, what's your two cents on this, just your overview of what we're seeing here with this COVID stuff?
Yeah, well, this is a way, way overblown crisis. This COVID-19 virus is not more deadly to healthy people than the normal flu is. It is only deadly to people who are near death anyway because of very, very bad chronic health or immunodeficiency. And believe me, there's a lot of walking normal people who are immunodeficient because they've been taking a flu shot or vaccines or other things, which trick the immune system into and distort it and trick it into attacking its own body parts. That's what autoimmune diseases are all about. All that can be laid at the feet of vaccines. And but it is my feeling that, you know, this was an accidental release from Wuhan, but the U.S. deep state has its finger in the pie because of they have basically the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, was doing enhancement of viruses, which was ruled illegal, and they had to stop. And the U.S. transferred that technology and hired Wuhan virus to continue the research. Now, and it wasn't because Wuhan was doing it on behalf of the United States. The United States deep state knew that Wuhan was trying to, and working still, to do a bioweapon to attack the United States, and that this would play into their plans. But I want to tell you, the U.S. has secret bioweapons labs of its own outside the United States. The very courageous Bulgarian journalist Diliana Gitansheva revealed almost 2 years ago about a U.S. medical facility in Bulgaria surrounded by high chain-link fence and U.S. guards glaring at them. And there are no patients that go into there at all, so it's not a normal health facility. This is a bioweapons lab in Bulgaria, and she revealed that. And there are numerous ones in other parts of the world. The Wuhan lab is not part of the U.S. Deep state bioweapons lab. So, but the point is, they didn't need the Wuhan lab to do their own research. They've got, you know, much more deadly bioweapons being produced illegally because the U.S. has claimed that they've given up bioweapons in Bulgaria and other places. But I think they purposely got this enhanced virus to the Wuhan lab, knowing that their safety protocols and their cleanliness protocols, their disposal protocols are very, very inadequate. There's a major system of scavenging in every poor city in China. They scavenge garbage cans everywhere for anything of value, and I think a lot of their gloves and other things were dropped in their garbage containers and scavenged and then, you know, resold to the meat and the fish markets, et cetera, and that's how it got out. I mean, China, even though it's developing a bioweapon to try to cleanse America, and that's the subject, by the way, of last Friday's World Affairs Brief, is the speech by Qi Haotian, the Chinese defense minister in 2003, his farewell speech telling how they intend to cleanse America, Canada, and Australia of people so they can have living space for the Chinese because they're pollution and their other things are, they're running out of everything in China. And
okay, Joe, hold on. Joe, hold on a second. Did you just tell me that China openly, officials of the Chinese government, high-level officials, are openly saying and talking about plans to, we need to cleanse different areas of the world so that we have space for our people? Is that what you just told me?
No, it's not what I told you. I told you they did it in secret. This was a farewell speech, I'm sorry, I failed to mention, to the communist hierarchy. It was leaked in 2005 to the Epoch Times, which is a Chinese-American anti-communist group who published it. But no, this was in secret. This was top secret. But boy, it is an eye-opener. If any of your listeners want to get a free copy of this from my World Affairs Brief, just email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I will send it to you. But it is dramatic. It talks about how they're ruthlessness. They condemn Germany, you know, for trying to pull the same thing about living space, but not being ruthlessness about it. They intend to be absolutely ruthless. They don't care how many millions they kill, as long as the Communist Party reigns supreme. They talk about their racial superiority over the West, how they're destined to rule the world. Boy, this speech lets it, in no uncertain terms, confirms that the Chinese are out to kill and strike at America and then capture the rest of the West through blackmail. And
I think for some time we've suspected China. I mean, if they'll pull their people right off the street, knock them on the head, and pull organs out of them, I mean, what won't they do? If they'll kill...
That's right. They have no regard for humanity whatsoever. This is ruthless, ruthless, ruthless.
I did not know that. How did I not know this? And maybe I've heard this before. See, I read so much and I hear so much. Maybe just I let this wash over me or something.
No, it hasn't gotten out very well, even in the alternative media. I only found out about a snippet about their biological weapons attack, and then I got the whole speech from Jeff Nyquist. And he's very good on seeing the Chinese and Russian threat for future war. He's a denier about our own deep state conspiracy within this nation. So I just give that warning. But Nyquist is good on the China threat and the Russia threat, and he got it from Epic Times. And so I'm hoping to spread it around the world to make sure that everybody realizes. Now, I also warn in the World Affairs Brief that the Chinese will probably take a page out of the deep state who, when something like this breaks loose and they want to deny it, they simply declare it a forgery. And they'll produce some forged copy of the speech with some errors in it to prove that it's a forgery. And they claim, you know, that's what the deep state did. They did the George W. Bush to forge a document by his commanding officer that he really did go AWOL. And so when it gets declared a forgery, then they say the substance of the letter must be untrue because it was a forgery. Well, that isn't necessarily true. They'll take the true substance, get it written up as a forgery so they can discredit both. And I suspect that's what China will do if this ever gets widely spread. I mean, the U.S. knows about this. If I know about it, they've read this. And they haven't leaked a thing to the mainstream media, and the mainstream media wouldn't publish it even if they did, because they're in the business of protecting China, being globalist and wanting this war. That's why our own deep state protects it. They want this war with China. They don't want America to wake up to the China threat.
So why does corporate media back China so much? Why are they doing their dirty work so much in America? Why is that?
Well, it's because they're part of the globalist agenda. You know, the media is not leftist per se. They are part of the deep state conspiracy. They are part of the globalist conspiracy. They want this third world war as the means. You think this virus was the means of getting away our civil liberties by accepting these lockdowns. That's only a pittance. They want our entire American system destroyed and get us into a militarized global government. The only way to make Americans do that is to allow China and Russia to continue to build and not warn the people and not deter them until they do a first strike on U.S. military targets.
You've been talking about that for quite some time.
Yes, I have.
And it's stunning. I think it's brilliant, your analysis on that. I think it's, why don't you go over that briefly again for audience? I think the people are now willing to listen a little more and give us, you know, your overview, your Reader's Digest version of that, and maybe a timetable.
Yes. Well, let me start from this coronavirus speech, the bioweapon speech by Hao Tian. He says that we realize the bioweapons are a dual-edged sword, all right, that if we put this bioweapon down and cleanse America, it can get back to us and cleanse us. So we're trying to develop a genetic-oriented bioweapon that only hits Westerners and not Orientals. And he says, we're working with Israel to develop that, because Israel's working on and this is very telling, because the Israelis sell a lot of U.S. military technology to the Chinese, and our deep state knows that. That doesn't mean our deep state controls China or Russia. They're helping build them as enemies because they want this strike someday. They know the Americans will never accept a new world order, a militarized global government with loss of liberty and taxation powers without a war where our own military is decapitated. And so that's the plan. And I base this upon Presidential Decision Directive 60. This was signed in 1997 during the Clinton administration, revamping our entire nuclear posture, changing it from the Reagan doctrine of preparing to win a nuclear war by launching on warning. Launch on warning is very important because our satellites detect they've launched missiles at us. We then launch our missiles, so their missiles hit empty silos, and our missiles then are in the air and are redirected to a good target. So launch on warning is a powerful weapon in nuclear war because it means the one who launches second wins, not the one who launches first. And so PDD-60 instructs our military forces, our missile forces, to absorb a nuclear first strike, not launch on warning, but retaliate afterwards. Now think of that.
It's lunacy. I mean, it's treacherous. It's treason.
And, you know, people say, well, like General Butch Neal at the time, the second in command of the Marine Corps, said, retaliate with what? You know, he was really upset with this thing. And I think that this is a harbinger of the fact that the deep state is going to allow this first strike to fall. They're going to be busy provoking Russia and China through intervention around the world, et cetera, as they've been doing, building a reputation of the bully of the world. They've got to hand Russia and China an excuse to attack the West, and that bully of the world is going to do it. Now, China's very clear in their speech by Hao Tian that Germany made the mistake of trying to take on too many enemies at one time. He says, we're going to take down the U.S. first and then blackmail the rest into submission. They're smart. That means the first strike's going to be on U.S. targets, not necessarily Europe. Well, they might hit the U.K. Trident submarine base or the nuclear submarines of France, but they're not going to strike Europe. They want to destroy the West. They want to decapitate the U.S. military. Our leaders know this. They've got spies in China. They know about this. That's why they're building these huge, deep underground bunkers, these new ones. And they intend to come out of their bunkers and say, oh, we didn't know this was happening. Now that our military has been decapitated, the only way to save ourselves, to save a wonderful country and be free, is to join in a militarized global government with other non-communist nations to fight this war. And everybody will cheer and say, yes, yes, let's do this, you know. And that's how we get ourselves into a global government. And now in order to win this war, when they've absorbed the nuclear first strike, they've got to have alternative weapons that they hold back that are not known to the Russians and Chinese that can stop any further nuclear attacks while they regroup under the militarized global government. And I believe the new EU army that the EU is forming to replace NATO is going to be the seedbed of this militarized global government. And I think timetable-wise, we're less than a decade away from it. Toward the end of this decade, Russia and China will be ready with sufficient deployment of all their new high-tech weapon systems to be able to do that first strike. So we've got time to prepare, but believe me, you think this loss of freedom is bad in COVID-19. It's just preparation for martial law and the lockdown that will occur when the Third World War comes.
There's a lot of things that are said on the show by the guests, and we have, you know, world-class guests coming on, as yourself is one of them. What you just said, for whatever reason, really strikes me in my heart, really resonates with me. It really alerts me. I don't trust those Chinese. My grandfather fought in World War II. He didn't trust the Chinese. He called them chinks all the time. You know, whatever. The people, that's just what my grandfather said. I don't trust anything edible that comes from China. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole if I can help it, if I know it. I certainly don't at the store. I just innately have a just complete distrust for them, their culture, and what they stand for. Now, the individual people, that's a different story, but as their culture and as their country, I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. What you're telling me, you're not dampening that feeling at all. In fact, you're making it worse, Joel. I'm twitching over here. I can't even sit straight in my seat.
Well, you should, and that's why I said in the brief Friday, I said this should shock you to the very core. We have been living in the illusion by the American businessmen saying, and all the liberals saying, China's moderating because of the economy. They can't afford to ever attack the United States because it would destroy the goose that lays the golden egg. It would destroy their economy. They don't care.
They want to take America
away from us, and they want to harness it. You ought to hear how Tian talk about China being a bleak country. No trees in this nation, hardly at all. And we want America with its rivers and its trees and its mountains and its beautiful fertile soil and things and its oil supplies and all of those things. We have nothing in China compared to what is in America and Canada. And we're going to take them. You know, this is just open braggadocious. And, you know, the fascinating thing about it is that they brag about their atheism. We are superior because we do not owe our allegiance to a god, but we worship the sages of man, you know, our wise men, the Sun Tzus of the world, and this just supreme arrogance. But, you know, one fascinating thing, Daniel, that they mentioned, he mentions in his speech, he says, you know, we almost lost it during the June 4th rebellion, a riot, he called that, was referring to Tiananmen Square, June 4th, 1989. And he said, we were only able to do it through military force and by killing the leaders of the rebellion. But had we have lost it, as they talk about how Germany lost and how Russia, you know, lost it in the fall of the Soviet Union, and they despise Russia for having lost power, which is fascinating because they don't understand, as I've outlined in the World Affairs Brief for many years, that the phony policy was a carefully crafted deception. The Russians took the Communist Party underground in order to get Western trade, and which boosted their oil economy and everything else for years until they came under sanctions. But it's interesting that the Chinese don't know. The Russians haven't told them that they faked their own demise. Now, that's smart on the Russians' part, because not to leak it out, because if they left it in China, China would probably leak it out too. But isn't that fascinating? That proves that the Russians really don't trust the Chinese with their top-level secrets, and they know that they're going to have to tangle with China eventually after they get rid of the West.
Do you think it's Russia at some level wants to, you know, the media has been adamant about keeping Trump away from Putin. Do you think Putin almost wants to partner with Trump to take down China?
No, I don't think they would go that far. You've got to remember that there are three separate predator centers in the world. There's the Anglo-American globalists, Russia and China, and each one of them. I believe that these conspiracies are ultimately satanic based, that he has revelatory power to get them to come on board, and he keeps running separate competing conspiracies. I mean, it's very clear that Hitler was involved in the occult, that he had satanic seances and other things to direct him. And it's interesting that in his direction, Satan let Hitler fall that he could boost Russia, an even more powerful enemy than Hitler, by making this alliance with the globalists, temporary alliance. And the globalists knowingly, I think under satanic direction, built up the Soviet Union, gave them the first enriched uranium so they could explode the first atomic bomb, gave them the rest of the atomic plans that they couldn't steal at the Manhattan Project. I mean, what the globalists have done, brought Mao Zedong to power, building these enemies, have led many left-wing conspiracy theorists to say, oh, the globalists must control both Russia and China. This is just a false dichotomy, this natural opposition between them. And it isn't false. Just because the globalists under satanic direction are building these enemies doesn't mean they control them. The Russians and Chinese both think these are stupid Westerners who think that they can, you know, help us and then buy our favor, but we'll strike them, you know, called them useful idiots, Lenin did. So this is a very real and in-depth conspiracy we're dealing with the world. And we have to realize how just outnumbered we are in our little conservatism trying to, you know, speak about the Constitution. These are massive forces arrayed against us. And only with God's help, if we could ever get, you know, some righteousness in our people, and unfortunately that's going the wrong direction too, could we get some help in this regard. Now, I still think, despite all this, that God is helping us out. For example, I think this leak in China was a helpful scenario because it made China pay a price to a certain extent, it leaked out now that they're developing bioweapons. And so, you know, the cat's out of the bag in that regard. It has hurt China's ability to gain more diplomatic cachet within the American people. Nobody trusts China anymore. China's got a bad name. So all this is good, even though the globalists themselves have never attacked China. China's own, you know, problems with this coronavirus have given it a bad reputation, and that's helpful, at least. People are more open to the fact that China is going to strike us someday, I think, because of this virus.
We're coming on a break, and so I got an important, we'll go to a financial thing, got a question. We only got about a minute or so. You're interviewed quite often. Is there any question that people never ask you that you always wanted people to ask, but they never do?
What a broad-based question. Thousands.
Well, I don't know. We got a minute and a half to kill. I didn't want to go in the other area yet.
Well, you know, really what we're talking about is the big $64,000 question. I mean, it is, what's the status of our government's, you know, preparedness relative to a third world war with Russia and China? Nobody asks that question. It's off their radar because the government isn't asking that question. The government is preparing day and night for this strike. Deep under new underground bunkers, because they know the old ones are going to get struck by the Chinese and things and the Russians. And so they're preparing. They're building in strategic relocated places in Colorado and Utah and other mountain resorts and things. These leaders who retire from the CIA and the NSA, they know this strike's coming. They're building safe rooms underneath their houses, yet they're not warning American people.
Well, let's talk about that on the other side. I think we assume... We assume that America's got our best interests at heart at some level. And we questions of nuclear strike and all that, Ronald Reagan, we just assume that, oh, we're superior and we got it handled. I think there's that assumption, but, you know, that's not necessarily true. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More with Joel Skousen on the other side, worldaffairsbrief.com. You're listening to the Power Hour.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
It's a great day in America. Yes, it is. It always is. The freedom, the chance of liberty, the chance of opportunity, what flows through our blood, the American ideal, that our rights come from something outside this world, come from our Creator. This is the law. There's no country in the world like this that has this heritage. It's your inheritance, ladies and gentlemen. It's your heritage. It's your birthright. And the eye of the world, the eye of Lucifer, whatever you want to call it, has its eye right on that. And they want to take away your liberty, take away your choice, and that you will give it over to this satanic system. And that's really what all this is about. And what choice will you make? And your freedom. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. The Power Mall is certainly part of that. This is how we're supported. This is how we do our broadcast. Your purchases, your donations, your prayers are what keep us here and allow us, despite the attacks, despite, you know, as soon as Joel said a few real key important things, then my internet started acting up. I had to go reset it. I mean, that's the kind of deal. I deal with this all the time. You don't think we're on the target? Joel's on the target? Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your support. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Please buy from the good guys. We thank you for all of your attention, and you're welcome for what we do also. 877-817-9829, The Power Mall, ThePowerMall.com. Getting back to Joel Skousen, the founder and editor of World Affairs Brief. I did not know about this report or this leaked discussion, this leaked speech coming out of China. I felt it. I sensed it. I had this concept of it, that they view us basically as a wild dog views a raw steak. I mean, that's how they look at America, and that's how Lucifer looks at America. I mean, this is the apple of the world's eye, and they have to take us down. Joel Skousen is describing this in a scenario possible, PDD 60 under Bill Clinton. Oh, those fabulous Clintons. Oh boy. Basically taking the authority to launch outside of the president's hands. The question becomes, Joel, I asked you this a little bit on break. We have submarines all over the world. We have submarines near China. If something happened, why can't we just launch? Why would that not deter them? Why can't we launch and destroy China if something was launched our way?
Well, there is a certain amount of deterrence could have. But in 1997, the same year that PDD 60 was signed, President Bill Clinton unilaterally agreed to keep 50% of our ballistic missile submarines in port at any one time. Listen to this. He said, as a sign of goodwill toward the Soviet Union, to let them know that we are no threat. We're going to let ourselves be vulnerable to their strike by keeping 50% of our submarines in port at any one time.
Wow.
And to this day, that is still going on. And there's only 14 ballistic missile submarines left, and a lot of those warheads are now being downsized under the false premise that we can use low-yield nuclear weapons to deter this escalating to a full-scale nuclear war. There's been a false bunch of intelligence thrown out to the Congress and everything about Russia doing limited nuclear strikes, not wanting a full nuclear war. And so we need to respond by having limited nuclear strike capability with small warheads. You see where this is going?
Yes.
In other words, there may be seven at the most submarines out there, and none of their warheads right now, even the current warheads, are capable of hitting, of penetrating hardened targets. And so you start downsizing half of those warheads to smaller warheads that, you know, are just for symbolic view, and you don't have a credible retaliation capability.
Also, the codes, that's been severed, so there's a delay between the president. Explain that a little bit.
Well, you know, there's the nuclear suitcase, or the football, as they call it, with all the coding machinery that an Air Force officer carries with the president's entourage and on Air Force One at any one time so that they can give launch codes to our missile forces. Our missile forces still practice launch on warning, even though PD-60, because it's not well broadcast that we, you know, nobody wants everyone in the world to know that we don't intend to launch on warning. In fact, I have heard by good sources, because the Russians and Chinese know what I put out in my World Affairs Brief, that they don't believe me. They don't believe. They think this is propaganda that we're not going to launch on warning. So they still think it's going to happen. But in any case, I don't think it is happening, because that's the way that you talk Americans into a new world order, is to decapitate the U.S. military. And one of the things that's relatively unknown is the PD-60 also eliminated the alternate launch codes, so that it was in the Reagan Doctrine, if there was a breakdown in communication between the White House and the missile forces and we were actually under attack, they could launch under alternative launch codes by the military at Cheyenne Mountain to get our missiles into the air before they were all destroyed. That has been removed now. And I don't believe that President Trump has ever been told about PD-60. I think he still thinks that he can launch the missiles with the nuclear suitcase if he wants. But even if he were told, even if PD-60 were removed, I believe, because the deep state controls a good portion of the military, the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, et cetera, the dark side of those organizations, that they could interdict those codes so that they never arrive to the missile forces. It does have to go through Cheyenne Mountain, and it has to be distributed through Strategic Command.
Basically, they have traitors are sitting at key positions to make sure,
to interdict So I don't think. I think we're going to absorb a nuclear first strike, and it's going to be preceded by an EMP strike by about 15 minutes to take down the grid. It just isn't one missile. It takes 8 or 9 missiles to blanket the grid and to ensure it goes down. So only Russia and China have the capability of doing a proper EMP strike. Forget about North Korea or Iran doing it.
All right, let's look.
The trigger event for World War III is going to be North Korea, and right now, Kim Jong-un is incapacitated. Nobody knows his whereabouts. President Trump still snookered by the smiling face of Kim Jong-un, and Xi Jinping believes that they're not a threat anymore, and he will not remove it. So that's a major failure of Donald Trump, not to remove the North Korean threat when he had a chance to.
Let's change gears slightly financially. We have seen, you know, when we're given a life, we have our body, the only thing that we possess that has real inherent value is for us is time. We have time. So time has value to us. In the financial markets, interest rates have now went to zero and negative in some spots of the world. So now on that level, in that world, time has no value. So there's no value to time anymore. So the natural, we've seen oil, a natural energy product, go to trade below zero. We've seen basically the world financial markets have gone through the looking glass to some alternate bizarro universe. Talk about the impact of that and how this is this all connected to taking us to this new place or what? Make sense of all that.
No, I think that the downturn, the purposeful shutdown and the destruction of the economy is only temporary. They know they can't get away with this for very long. The protest is building every single week and getting worse. They're going to have to end this shutdown. But what they're trying to do is postpone it long enough to be able to say, you can get your freedom back if you take the new vaccine. Now, you can't tell me...
How is that going to go? Do you think America's going to go for that? I don't.
No. But believe me, a lot will. I mean, you look, I am shocked how many people took this shutdown and bought into this. The nightly news and the patriotic, we're all in this together. Isn't this fun? You know, we're all sacrificing together, et cetera, because for the common good. I mean, the propaganda wall about this stuff, the phony numbers about numbers of infected because the test isn't valid and because the numbers of deaths being attributed to COVID-19 are way overblown. Most of these are chronic disease people that would have gotten taken down by the flu, as they do every year anyway. So this is just a major propaganda stunt. I think they're trying to prolong it so that they can get the vaccine out and say, we'll trade you your liberty for a vaccine and a certificate and a passport. And that's what they're training us to do. And we're going to have to stop this. We're going to have to stop accepting these shutdowns. I think there'll be a lot of resistance the next time some governor wants to shut down when the fall comes around and COVID-19 raises its ugly head again.
Well, let's talk about Bill Gates. He's the poster boy for vaccines. He's been run out of India, Pakistan, some of the villages. They assassinate UN vaccine workers in their vans when they come right now because they're so sick of being experimented on. They know the deal. Bill Gates is there, the flag bearer for mandatory vaccines and some kind of chip in them, kind of a mark of the beast kind of system. I can remember being a little child and being told about the mark of the beast. I know where this is going. I don't think America is going to want that. Talk about that dynamic. How in the world are they going to force America when America, I don't think, is going to do it?
Well, I do think that most people in America will do it. I mean, the propaganda is relentless against the people who are talking about the dangers of that. It's relentless. They censor everything on YouTube. Even DuckDuckGo has sold out now to the conglomerate of Facebook and Google, et cetera, and is joining the censors and things. So there is no really good search engine that...
How bad is that vaccine? I mean, are we talking nanoparticles going into the brain? I mean, we've heard everything.
They're talking about genetic vaccine. They're talking about a DNA, altered DNA that they're going to inject into your body that will create antibodies. And I'll tell you, anybody who wants to GMO their body, you know, needs to think twice about this vaccine. I think everyone needs to take a vow that you never take another vaccine. It has been proven to be so injurious to people. The retroviruses that are in there, the adjuvants, the preservatives,
aborted fetal tissue.
I mean, just all of the autoimmune diseases we owe to vaccines and things. And so this is just a crime against humanity. We need to vow that we're not. But they're going to make it so that you can't travel unless you have a vaccine certificate. And, you know, it's not the chip anymore. People, they know, would be too reluctant to have a chip inserted in them. And I think this new tax that they're talking about to put the vaccine with microneedles that also inject a pattern of dye in your hands so that it can be scanned and, you know, you wave your wand on your right hand or left hand, and that could very well be a mark of the beast. It starts out with a vaccine certificate, and then pretty soon it morphs into a social credit score. If you're a conspiracy believer, you're labeled as such, and you can't fly, you can't travel, you get scanned. This could be very, very dangerous. So this is the purpose of this vaccine thing, is to get people used to this level of tyranny and some form of bioidentifier within their right hand, which could be like a mark of the beast. A mark of the beast philosophy that you can't buy or sell wouldn't probably be implemented until this World War III scenario comes, when you have a new global citizenship, and they could say those who won't take the citizenship pact to the new global government now can't be professionals. They're treated as non-citizens. You don't have the same economy. You can't buy or sell. I think that's how the full mark of the beast gets implemented in concert with this new citizenship of a global government.
This is heavy. Joel, this is a heavy interview. I mean, we're just talking about this just pretty, you know, plain as day, but this is heavy information from the Chinese consulate who was saying those things in those speech to what you're saying now. One of your books, Strategic Relocation, is very important, probably more important than ever, or at least people will pay attention to it more now than ever. If I'm at home and I'm listening to this, what are things I need to be aware of? What are the things that I can control that I can do, or I can do that I can control?
Well, first of all, as I point out in Strategic Relocation, your greatest danger is high urban density of people. And most people have to stay in urban areas because that's where the jobs are. But as I point out in the book, you know, you can relocate to the periphery of those urban areas and commute into a job or try to get jobs toward the periphery as well so that you're not caught within those. You see, the problem is going to be urban control of people. And you just don't, it's even in today's virus thing, you know, I live in a very rural area in central Utah, and you don't have the shutdown, you don't have the other orders, nobody's wearing masks and other things, and you just don't have the disease here. You don't even have it during the flu season because there's not a lot of contagion when you're not in high urban proximity to other people. And so what I've long preached in Strategic Relocation, you need to prepare one way or another, whether it's relocation right now to get to outside the urban areas or to establish a retreat philosophy where you get a retreat or a small farm retreat into rural areas, farm areas, where you can grow in a famine, where you can, you know, be productive. That's the strategy in Strategic Relocation that people need to take heed. And, you know, it's very ironic that Strategic Relocation, the third edition, has been out of print now for about a month. It's all sold out because of the heavy demand. And but the good news is people can get a PDF copy in the whole color Strategic Relocation at joelskousen.com. Or they can wait till May. This next month, we're going to have an all-new fourth edition come out of Strategic Relocation, updated to 2020 in terms of all the threats and statistics. And so those are the two choices that people have right now.
Let me ask you about grocery stores. I walk in there, the toilet paper's gone, and we one of the first shows, hey, go buy toilet paper. People did, some didn't, what have you. And now I'm saying, go clean out your freezer and fill it with meat if you want meat. It looks like we live in Cuba now, the grocery store. We're starting to get sparser and sparser choices. Do you see this as a trend? Would you go fill your freezer full of meat right now?
Well, it's too late. If you haven't listened to preparedness advice, which has been here for decades now, and you're now just saying, I need to prepare, you're behind the eight ball. And you need to wait. This is going to pass. This is not going to end up in a full-scale depression. They do not dare push this country into depression. They're going to, you know, not only Trump get out, but Democrats are going to lose. Everybody's going to really be thrown out in rebellion. So I think this thing's going to pass this summer. In fact, I think in May, more and more states are going to open up, and they're getting us ready and used to doing this, and we need to build the opposition. But wait until summer when stocks get back and the economy starts to boom again, and then restock with earnest and get your supplies in, because it's going to hit us again, another wave in the fall and wintertime, and you should be prepared before that happens. But don't panic now when there's a shortage of supplies.
So basically, as soon as you get a chance this summer, start to have plans, start to talk to your family, get together, and really in earnest, do something serious for your future. That's basically what you're saying.
Yeah, people need to get prepared. They need to get their food supplies in, and when toilet paper gets back, they need to get their supplies of that, paper towels, nuts, bolts, glues. You know, I have a little pamphlet called 10 Packs for Survival at joelskousen.com. That has big lists of barter lists and supplies of things that you ought to stockpile. That's a.
What's the one thing people don't? What's the one thing people should stock that they don't really think of for that type of scenario?
Well, the big thing that people normally don't think about are repair items, glue, grabber screws, tape. You can't manufacture those things at home, and I'll tell you, it's going to be a repair society. When you can't go to the store, you know, hardware stores have stayed open during this. I mean, when they're shut down, too, in the next time around, or in an EMP strike and things, and you can't get epoxy, you can't get the screws, you can't get nuts and bolts, duct tape, you know, things that you need to repair. You can't get plastic to seal your windows when they're broken and repair things. You need to think about those. You need to stockpile oil for your cars, you know, as well as fuel for your generators and everything. If you run out of oil and you don't have any oil, nobody's got it for your cars, you're not running anywhere. So there's lots of things that you use normally that people just buy when they need it at the store, and they've got to stop thinking that way and start thinking about stockpiling.
You mentioned
Utah.
That'll eliminate
their future need for money, too. You know, you talk about what happens when they close down the banks and poor people with Bitcoin, which is totally Internet-related. When the Internet goes down, and it will in an EMP strike worldwide, they're not going to have access to any of the money. So I'm not a believer in Bitcoin. People need to stockpile actual cold American cash. If you're going to use a barter coin, you want silver dollars, not gold. Gold's too expensive. You can't get change for a $2,000 gold coin. You want silver dollars.
Down at the local barter exchange in your neighborhood, when you're buying a car part, they're not going to make change for the silver or the gold eagle that you have.
That's right.
That's funny.
That's exactly right.
You mentioned Utah. One of the most alarming stories was Governor Herbert getting up and saying, we have the technology, people need to do the right thing. When they land in Utah, they need to fill out this form. When they drive into Utah, they are geolocated by the satellites, and a form is sent to their cell phone. I was aghast. I'm like, this is the beginning of social credit here. What's an update about that?
Well, it's been rescinded. It was very, very unpopular, and as I say, you know, Governor Herbert is a mainstream Republican puppet. He got into office without ever being elected. John Huntsman, the globalist, got taken to be the Chinese ambassador, and he's running for governor again, heaven forbid. I mean, Utah and Idaho are the two most conservative states in the union. They are under real attack by the globalists of trying to keep the conservatives from exercising any political rights, and same thing's happening in all conservative states. They're really under attack, but we're fighting back. And
it got rescinded. You know, Utah has some of the most conservative constitutional people out there, but it also, you know, it's the first city in America that allowed the UN Civil Society Conference last summer. It's now Salt Lake is very liberal. That does not bode well. There's kind of a real dichotomy going on in Utah. You're right there in the state. What, tell us about that fight.
Well, part of that is because of the Mormon majority here. The leadership in the Mormon Church now has kind of, for the past 10, 15 years, tried to accommodate the world, make peace, make them realize we're not the strange people with horns, you know, people that you know, the bad anti-Mormon reputation given. So they've bent over backwards to try to be mainstream, and that's really contaminated the natural conservatism of the church, which has always been anti-government because of the federal government persecution of the church. But now the leaders are trying to bend over backwards to please the world and go along with us. And you have a medical doctor who's now the leader of the church who trusts the establishment medical system implicitly. That's a real problem. And so a lot of Mormons have let down their guard and accepted this mainstream thing. You know, it's only natural persecuted minority will want to get acceptance because they know they're not.
We only got 2 or 3 minutes. I got to bring this up. Ezra Taft Benson, who was a president of the Mormon Church at one time, he was also Secretary of Agriculture under Eisenhower. He got up as a religious, I mean, this is stunning to think about it. This has probably been, 50 years ago or so, 40, 50 years ago, when None Dare Call It Conspiracy came out. He got up in front of the whole church, held up the book, and said, everybody needs to read this, buy the book, and pass it out. The Mormons were one of the major outfits that helped publish that book and disperse that book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. How in the world did the Mormon church go from that to what we have now, where just appease?
It's a very interesting process. The counselors to President Benson were both liberal globalists and believed in the global, that there's no danger in the global government, et cetera. President Hinckley, his counselor, even spoke at the World Federalist Society and lauded them. Well, they got together and they actually excised that recommendation from his conference talk, so it didn't come out in the written version. Only the people who heard it verbally got that. And he, unfortunately, President Benson went ill and went downhill, and so that really during President Benson's period of time, most of the time, his counselor, President Hinckley, was running the church, and he's been directing this direction towards accommodation with the world ever since. And so that's how the change happened.
Is Utah, Idaho, the Rocky Mountains, obviously CIA is forming there. The NSA spy centers are there. Is that a safe place? Is that a good place to relocate, or is that too much?
It still is. You've got to remember, Denver's really the alternative globalist headquarters. They have that huge underground complex under the Denver airport. That's this. When Washington, D.C. gets destroyed in this next war, that's where the global government moves to, is Denver, Colorado. Now, they only got the NSA data center, and by the way, there are four other data centers being built around the United States, so it isn't just Salt Lake City, but that was due to this Rhino Republican Senator Hatch lobbying, and the mainstream lobbying for this as a jobs thing and to get federal money. It wasn't because the CIA controls Utah. They're trying through the mainstream Republican, but you know, they know that they're only limited. They can only get so far. They have to corrupt the conservatives slowly.
WorldAffairsBrief.com. Turn that music down a little bit, Todd. WorldAffairsBrief.com is the website. It's been a pleasure to talk to Joel. Joel, how can people get a free copy of your newsletter?
Yeah, just have them email me at editor@WorldAffairsBrief.com, and I'll send this one out on China, and it has a lot about the coronavirus, too.
Ooh, I want to hear that. Please email that to Catherine, will you, our producer? I want to
see
that for sure.
Yeah, have her email me, and then I'll return it to her.
All right, Catherine. There you go. It's an absolute pleasure, Joel. Ladies and gentlemen, happy, healthy, successful, and free. We got Larry Pinkney coming on later this week, some other good guests. Thank you so much. Please hold your families close right now. Be prayerful and be convicted. You are on the way. You are the front line. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.